it's getting colder. This is the mildest part of the day. The sun is shining, but some bad weather is coming our way. Let me go up to the Met Office and talk to John. John Wiley. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Frank.
This weather warning well flagged up from last Friday, John. How much of an impact will the wintry flow have?
I think we are going to see quite a lively spell of wintry weather over the next 36, 48 hours or so, Frank. As you say, the warning has been out since Friday. And we're looking at those showers overnight tonight and into Tuesday morning, turning progressively wintry, even down to low levels. So a little bit of a slow burn in terms of snowfall amounts to begin with. I think some places wetting up to a covering of snow in the morning. But I think during the course of Tuesday, the wind picking up even more, that will drive a lot of snow showers across the country. And I think during the day, we could look at snow beginning to accumulate somewhere between 5 and 10 centimetres in places. A bit more than that over high ground, and when you add in the strength of the wind, some of that snow over modestly elevated ground could be drifting. So quite an unpleasant day to come tomorrow.
The first picture put out, or the suggested area that would be open for a yellow warning stretching from parts of Scotland and England through into Northern Ireland, seemed to take a big horseshoe of Northern Ireland, but not all. There was, I noticed Belfast was well to the east of the main bulk of this snow. So is that still the suggestion, or is everywhere vulnerable?
No, I think everywhere is vulnerable, Frank. The warning has been updated over the course of the weekend to include all areas. So although the city centre itself maybe not getting too much more than a centimetre or two, I think you only have to go a little way outside of the city in Belfast into the high ground, and you could be looking at 4 inches of snow on the ground. It's about 10 centimetres of snow by the end of Tuesday. So quite a trying spell of winter weather to come. That snow will be on the ground once it arrives through until Wednesday as well.
And you mentioned the ice, because that's part of this updated warning, isn't it?
Yes, ice is going to be a problem. Temperatures tomorrow struggling to get above freezing in places, falling sub-zero tonight. And of course, I have to mention the strength of the wind. It is going to be very windy. That wind producing blizzard conditions over some high ground as the showers blow through and adding quite a significant wind chill. So I think for many people, the next 48 hours or so is probably going to feel like the coldest spell of the winter so far. And it doesn't all end with the snow. We have another system coming in later Wednesday, Thursday, which could bring a combination of rain, snow, or even strong winds. So the jury's still out on the detail of that one at the moment.
Yeah, if that was to come with snow, we could have a serious problem, couldn't we?
We could have a serious problem. The track of that particular low is going to be critical. If it goes slightly further to the north, we're more likely to see rain. But even that in itself could produce a thaw of lying snow if that happens, and some strong winds. So, as I say, we're going to keep a very close eye on that one. There is the potential for it to become a named storm.
Would we have freezing conditions most nights?
I think certainly tonight and tomorrow night, temperatures below zero, and temperatures tomorrow struggling a little bit to get above zero in places with the snow cover developing. But as we head into Wednesday, temperatures perhaps recovering a little bit again and allowing some of the low-level snow at least to begin to thaw out. But if that rain arrives, or if the precipitation arrives in the form of rain later Wednesday and into Thursday, that snow could go fairly quickly, which would become problematical.
It may be unfair to ask you, but Eleanor F, what does F stand for?
I think it's Fionn. Fionn.
Fionn. Fionn is Fionn. Next. That's a good Irish name, isn't it? Fionn.
It is indeed.
F-I-O-N-N. Fionn. Well, hopefully Fionn doesn't materialise, because there's enough coming this way. But John, thanks for the update. Thank you.
Thank you.